This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number 3 already. It's 6:01 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down south towards Baffin area and check in with Captain Rihanna De La Cruz this morning. Good morning, Rihanna. What's up?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better. What's up with you?
I'm sitting here in my truck waiting on my guys to show up. Believe it or not, I'm going out this morning. And I'm going to do some prefrontal fishing. It's supposed to hit like around 9:30, 10 here in Baffin.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll be blocked. This front's going to have a little bit of east in it, so which is even better for where I'm going. It's even better for running back in when the time comes. But yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. It's been hot later in the afternoons and in the evenings. Matter of fact, some of my guys have been shedding out their waders later in the afternoon. About 10 o'clock, 11. It gets hot in the waders. I mean, our water temperature is up 80. You know, it's 80 degrees by 3 o'clock up shallow. So it's starting to feel warm. It's dry. We could use some rain. We had some rain last week. Can't remember what day it was that storm came through with the hail. But that was maybe we had half an inch, and that doesn't last very long, especially with this sandy loam.
Heck no.
No. And the sandy loam that we have here, the water, if it pours down real quick, it runs off real quick. You need a slow soak for a day, just a slow rain to really soak into the ground. And of course, that storm that came through, it came through quick and it downpoured quick. So, of course, it greened up some things here and there for a short time, but now we're in a dry period, and which here in Baffin, it can affect our salinity levels pretty, it can impact them pretty heavily back here, just because when we get these lower tides like we have right now, lower water levels, I always look at the dock when I come in. I know during the last full moon that we had, super moon, but the one before that one, which I believe that was the harvest moon, think it was.
October's harvest moon and November's beaver moon. The old beaver.
Talk about that moon. Gosh, I was out there.
That was bright, wasn't it? That was awesome.
I'll tell you how bright it was, Mickey. I didn't even have to turn on my light bar. It was bright. I've never seen it that bright out there. I mean, I've been out there on full moons, but this one here had a brightness to it unlike that I've seen before. It was almost so bright, too bright to look straight into. It seemed like it was closer. It was just brighter. It was dense.
Well, it is. That's the closest the moon is to the Earth. Is on under
that's
that
what I've read
right there.
Mm-hmm. And so we went out there. Of course, we started fishing early in the afternoon. That was Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so my clients came in, and I said, just meet me at the dock. Whenever you roll into town, let me know what time you're going to be there. I'll be there. And so we go out, and wind's blowing. Water looks beautiful. Bait's jumping. And we know that moon's coming up over the horizon pretty soon. And, man, when she came up over the horizon, it was just gorgeous. Prettiest moonrise miner that I've seen so far. And when it kept coming up, she kept coming up, and it was bright. But we didn't do good during that moonrise miner or the major. We were hoping for a good bite. I'll say this, Mickey, that client of mine, she's a good friend of mine, Barbara Roberts. Her and I are both equally as crazy. We'll go out there in any condition at any day and just try to look for a thumb. And the full moon here in Baffin is a moon phase, the time of the month that I'm struggling with. And the only way that I've found that you can get better at things is if you practice it. And so we've been fishing full moons at evenings, at night. And so what I've realized is that, back here when there's no wind movement, I think those fish crave water movement. And when we don't have that back here, along with high pressure and a full moon, I always say that's those three things here in Baffin are the kiss of death: full moon, high pressure, and no wind. And when you've got those three things together, that correlate together, I will say this, and every time I fish those three conditions there, it is the toughest, the absolute toughest. So, sometimes when it gets like that, I'll move out to areas maybe further out towards the mouth, maybe where there's a little bit more, feels like there's a little bit more water movement, a little bit more oxygen, more, grass, more just more things happening that I feel could be more in our favor. And so, you know, that's basically what you have to do. You just have to grind it out. Now, I will say this. I know up in areas like up your way, full moons are favorable because that's when your tides fluctuate big time.
Yeah, we've got passes that bring in a lot of current and take it out, too.
Yeah.
So we have good water movement, and I always do good around a full moon here, always.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the golden ticket for areas where you've got an outlet to the Gulf. You've got access to that water movement. Back here, we don't. And so I think that's why the full moon is such a tough time for us to target these big trout. It's a moon phase, like I said, that I've been struggling with forever, you know, and I'm still struggling with it. And you know, I crave a challenge, and this time of month is always a challenge for me and my guys. But when everything does come in correlation with one another and you do pull it off, man, I tell you what, the reward is very sweet. My guys, we pulled it off today. I mean, not today, but this last week.
Yeah.
I caught one that was over 7 during the moonrise minor, before the moon was coming up. And, man, it was rewarding. You know, when you grind as hard as you do, looking for that bite, looking for that one particular bite, you know. And most of my guys, we're looking for one bite all day. We're not looking for quantities. We're looking for quality.
Right.
And of course, I get both. You know, it just depends on what you want. It's not like I won't do the other. I'll do both. But if I could choose one way to fish, it'd be quality over quantity every single time. And so that's the name of the game for me. That's the thrill chaser.
Right.
You know, so, and those little johns, that's what we've been throwing a lot, those rat tails. And of course, you know, that little john is my
absolute go-to. You caught that big one the other day on what, a golden brim?
Yes, sir. Golden brim and the little john.
From you.
Yep, I know. Some things just never change with me.
Yeah, and then you have confidence in that bait, and you've caught some good fish on it. Why not throw it?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the name of the game.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. That's exactly what I say, too. And that man, that trout, she absolutely hammered that lure. It was a fully committed bite, too.
Fully committed. I like that. Yeah.
Yep.
She smoked it.
Well, she sure did, and came up out of the water. And just prior to that, I had caught a couple of reds. So I thought, man, you know, maybe it was a red. And then
Got
I saw her head
ape.
Come up. Yeah, another mud grubbing carp.
Bottom dwelling.
Yeah. She came
Only
up.
Only trout snobs say that. They cuss redfish. Only trout snobs do that.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, we always get disappointed when we hook on to something that's pull and drag. And typically those redfish will nosedive, and then they collect all that. They'll collect grass on your line.
Oh, they'll grass up grassy. Just like a bass does, man.
Mm-hmm. And trout typically don't do it. They'll stay up on the upper column, middle of the upper column when you fight them. And so you kind of learn the patterns on how they fight. And so we'll always be like, oh, it's fighting like a red. Oh, it's, you know, it fought like a trout. But we've had some trout that fight like reds, and they come up and it's silver. And we're like, what? That was a nose diving, bottom grubbing type trout there. And it just surprises us, you know. And I've seen that a lot in the summertime. With those bigger trout, they just kind of stay on the, they kind of really drag and stay on bottom, and you don't know what it is until she comes up. And if you're in chalky water, and of course, you've got to wait. You know, I don't like to jerk that fish right up and see it. I want to keep it down low because you just, I don't know what it is until she comes up and lays flat and then you can see what it is. But, but yeah, most of our bites this week have all been on rat tails. One lure that I will say that I've been started throwing this week was the Mirror Lure Shallow Diver, the soft dime. That soft dime is basically a soft dime floater.
Right.
You know, a lot of people have asked me, you know, is it a floater? Does it act like a floater? Yeah, it's basically a soft dime floater. It's a slow sinking, just like
you just kind of bring it down and it'll just crab walk back to the surface.
Yeah, well, it sinks. It's not an actual. Doesn't float back up to the surface.
It won't come back up. But when you throw it out, it floats though, right?
No, it doesn't. It sinks very slowly. Yeah, it sinks very slowly, just like a floater. Just like a fat boy floater. You know, they sink real slowly. But I worked that soft dive floater like a double D. I keep my rod tip down about parallel to the water
and switch it to the side,
bang it. And man, they've been wanting that action this week. Very erratic, just violent, little subtle twitch to side to side. And I tell you, it's a lot of work. Twitching a bait like that for so long, but that's what they wanted. Same thing with that little John. I was working the heck out of it. And even my friend Barb, she was like, "Dang, you're working that lure hard." I'm like, "Well, that's what they wanted. They wanted it very fast, very quick, almost working an area a lot slower, but a lot quicker, a lot erratically."
Give them what they want. All right, Rihanna, I got a bail on you, so I hope your guys show up. If somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure thing. Number is 361-296-5400. I've got some days available at the end of this week during a good moon phase, so I know we got a cold front coming. It might be good. Hope you can make it.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. All right, well, you take care, and you have a good trip. Watch that old wind. It's coming.
Hey, yes, sir, it is.
All right, girl.
Alrighty,
you have
Mickey.
A good day. See you. Thank you, Rihanna. Later.
You too. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market is a great place to have all your processing needs done for wild game and a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And they're now taking orders for pecan smoked turkeys. Order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. 11 to 13 pound average weight makes a great meal for 8 to 10 people. And check out their wild game processing. Their new sausage recipe is available. You got to try it. It's really good. Good deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. And check out their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. Those dry sticks, that's one of my favorites, especially for the boat. Everything, just grab-and-go snacking at its best. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:22 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go live from the Bland with Captain Bink Graham. See what's up this morning. Good morning, Bink. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. We got birds flying over the wall.
Y'all whacking them?
Still are eating us up. I got them landing and behind us everywhere. Good Lord.
That front finally hit here. It's blowing pretty good now.
Hold on. I don't think they would have, Ray. All right, you there now, Mickey? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right, man. Continue on.
We're kind of in the middle of something. Right here. Right. We got 5 down so far, but we had some that...
He dropped. Go ahead and try to get him back. I don't know what happened with that. But call him back, Jace, see what we can do here. That's the first time that's ever happened. Might be the wind. Who knows? But, that front finally made it to the coast. We're looking at, Galveston right now. It's north-northeast 15 to 23, and it's only going to get higher. Eagle Point is due north at 15 to 23. And up at Morgan's Point, north-northwest at 20 to 25. So it's here. Here we go. So, all right, let's try it again, Bink. I don't know what happened. It just dropped. Group of 25 teal. Bring them in.
Traffic spot. Shoot, the wind didn't start blowing until about 25 minutes ago here.
Right.
So it's blowing northeast now, not too hard, but about 10 to 12.
That'll help duck hunting.
We've got 5 down so far.
Well, that's a start.
What happened? I'll feel.
Well, you limited it yesterday, and
finally got a little green.
Yeah, most of the action was before I called you, so we got you early today.
I can see a little traffic. Cut it when you can. Cut it when you can. Got one. Did y'all hear that? This is. Who's y'all doing? Man. Amuse y'all?
No. We're good. And we lost him again. Come on, man. Try it again. We'll get this right in a minute. I don't know what's going on out there. Well, he's killing ducks. We get him on there. But anyway, it sounded like he shot one out of two that came in riding the wind. But, yeah, it'll all be. You know, I heard of some pretty good shoots yesterday. A few slow ones, but most everybody got their birds yesterday. So. Pretty much mixed bag, teal early. Here we go again, Bink. Let's try her one more time, buddy.
Sorry, I was talking to y'all the whole time. We just got a few more.
That's about right.
I didn't want to hear it on the radio. I was talking the whole time, and I had no answer. And I said, okay. But, yeah, we got a little movement, so it's been kind of.
Well, I did hear the part where two came in and y'all got one, I believe, out of about four shots or something.
Yeah. And a couple of pair of widgeon roll in from the left side. And pop one.
Cool.
I never decide. It's one of those, what are we talking about? It's one of those, when the wind blows like this, it's one of those 2 box days because, you know, it's tough to finish them when the wind's blowing in the 15 to 20 knot, which it's not yet, but it's going through, and it's tough to finish them, and you gotta give them three every day come time, because after that first shot, they're another 10 yards when they cut those feathers back.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Well, they make that cut, so they're gone.
We're going to try to get them as close as we possibly can for a call the shot.
Yeah, people don't realize how much that wind moves that steel shot around, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, just need a little traffic. Traffic.
Better than a sharp stick in the eye. Got to start anyway.
And we're still not sitting on just a ton of birds, you know. It's just, we're still not. I'm hoping to see a whole lot more this week on this moon and this front coming through. We saw, we saw a lot more Thursday ahead of it, but. Not the sheer numbers that you want to, but it's a whole lot better than it was last weekend. That's for sure. Just the sheer number of birds, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. Yesterday, a lot of half limits
limits. We were pretty fortunate, you know. We shot them early and they quit. I mean, I got off the air. It was just about over. We hit one more, and then that's all we needed when we got off the air.
Yeah, what do you need? One more when I let you go?
We got it. And so,
Got what you needed there, okay. Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
As Tommy said the other morning, we got what we needed.
Yeah, I don't know what those boys, guys that stayed out a little bit later yesterday got pretty good fish. Early in the morning, they were kind of. Talking, the bite was a little tough, but was, you on that moon yesterday, and that moon got underneath you at 11:30 or something like that. So, you had that one, I don't know what it was, but when that moon got underneath him yesterday, fishing it off a little bit. It was calm just about all day yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Fog socked in. All the duck hunters on the prairie, and here, we all dug the fog. We were hunting a pond that did really didn't really matter. We try to put some of these farms aside for, you know, you can't do it all the time, but you try to save those ones that are better, they shoot better when you don't have a wind, and that's kind of what we do yesterday.
So yeah. You hunting a different pond field this morning?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're hunting. We're going to let that heal and maybe let it heal for 5 or 6 days. Nobody can shoot it, but it was a thing to shoot. Anyway, half teal and the rest big ducks, gadwalls, and all that. 6 or 7 gadwalls, pintail, and 3 bottom ducks, and the rest of green and blue wing teal. I was a group coming across that. Everything moving slowly there. I haven't heard a whole lot of people on the bay yet. There hasn't been a whole lot of birds on the bay, I guess, for sure.
Yeah, somebody told me yesterday they started seeing a few birds on the bay. But
yeah, Wednesday, I mean, I'm sorry, Friday, for sure, started seeing more bay ducks. And some of the guys on the prairie shot redheads. Usually when the redheads are moving through, you usually have like a 10-day stretch on the prairie where you'll shoot redheads as they're coming through, you know.
Right.
Some of them did that. I saw a few more bluebills yesterday, too. We don't shoot many of those, you know, in our marsh, but they pass us up and get in there. Go to the bay.
All right. Well, while there's a little lull in action, I'm going to take a quick commercial break and come back to you, man. Get them baited up and hot and heavy, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be right back to you. All right, man. Hang on. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:37. All right, Vink, we are back. How many did you drop while we were on break? And we don't have him again? All right. Says he's still there, but I don't hear anything. Real quick, we got an alert on my phone earlier, red flag warning for Harris County and surrounding counties. It'll remain in effect till 6 p.m. today with wind and low humidity across southeast Texas. Fire weather watch in effect from Sunday evening through Monday afternoon for wind and low relative humidity for southeast Texas. Showing here winds north 15 to 25 with gusts up to 40 on Sunday afternoon, and on Monday north winds 10 to 15, gusts to 25. All right, Bink, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. How many did you kill while we were on break?
We did.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Saving it for the last segment. Yeah, man.
Yeah. No, it kind of had a little flurry, man. It kind of slowed down. Even on the bay and the wildlife management area over here, I don't hear much shooting going on. There was a flurry early, but the wind, you know, really ain't blowing yet. I mean, it's blowing, but it's not.
No, not like it's going to. You know, I just got a fire weather warning. Watch out, you know, till Monday afternoon because of the winds and the low humidities.
Yeah, I got to feed about 35 tonight in the lodge, and we were going to feed them underneath by the putting green and all that. We were going to, I think we're probably going to feed them inside now.
It might be an indoors little ordeal tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's going to blow like that.
I got to do appetizers on the grill and shoot. I might try something different than that too.
Let's move that grill behind the building somewhere.
Yeah. We're going to have to fish in that stuff. They want to fish tomorrow, so we're going to do it. We got the river to do it. So that's a good thing.
Hell yeah. That's your savior. That kind of weather.
And it ain't but about a mile and a half ride from the lodge. So it ain't, not like we got to pick them up the lodge at the dock and roll the river in about 5 minutes. So.
Yeah, your lodge is right on the river, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, dives all the drop all day. And just all the fish that were on the flats. We got tied back, you know, so we go right here. Still, we got a bunch of tide back yesterday. It still hadn't fallen. It was blowing up this morning, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we've still got some real good tides right now. They're real strong.
Y'all hear? Oh. Oh. Yeah, so they blowed back up pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
They're going to fall again. But we've got northeast in it today, too. So they're not going to fall hard like they will with the west. But I don't think they will. It's got east in it.
Yeah, right now. But they're calling for it to be straight out of the north.
Are they?
Yeah.
Bananas. Pintails came from the bay real high and looked at us for a little while. Turned her around.
Well, any ducks that are on the bay, when you pull this kind of wind, they're going to move up to the prairie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We hadn't had to deal with this a whole lot, early in the season like this, and how long, just the sheer number of ducks that are not here,
Right.
We're very fortunate to shoot what we've done, but man, we're not hunting with a full deck. We're not even hunting with a half deck.
Right.
It's not. It's kind of, I never had to deal with that.
Well, you can't kill them if they ain't there, man. It's like fishing.
And the habitat, the marsh is just plumb full of
Yeah, you've been talking about that for months now, how prime the marsh is right now.
Just plumb full of food. Once they get here, I just don't think they're gonna leave.
Right.
They gotta get here.
Yeah. You got the stuff to hold them if you ever get them down here, man.
Mm-hmm. But we're all of us are singing the blues, same blues, all down the coast. You like to have the duck stuck in your finger when you go, especially on a day when you got this kind of duck killing weather.
What size shot are y'all shooting?
Man, shooting fours. I like shooting fours, 3-inch fours. I shoot Winchester experts, actually. I mean, my gun loves eating them. They love shooting them. These A5s love shooting Winchester.
Said you were shooting the Winchester, what, experts?
Yeah, the experts. Yeah,
yeah. I run those through my Auto 5, too.
Yeah, they're a cheaper shell than the Supremes or whatever. But
they're affordable. I mean, some of that stuff, man.
But it's still something you can get the ounce and a quarters, and it's throwing it out there at 400 foot per second. I mean, I'm not arguing. We kill them. It's not that we shoot them because they're cheaper. I mean, they're $20 a box now. They used to be $9 a box. They're $20 a box. But, there's no sense. We don't sky bust or we shoot ducks just like we can,
Right.
That's what we try to do anyway. Some days when the wind blows, you got to reach out there a little bit more. But, Winchester's a good shell.
It is.
I mean, like I said, there's some shells that some auto fives don't like to shoot. The grass will swell up and it'll in there. I just shot Winchester for a long time. No use of changing.
Have you noticed, is there more interest in duck hunting now, or is it it's kind of tapered off or what?
It kind of has tapered off a little bit. Obviously the boom is going on during Duck Dynasty. Big group over here on the right, guys. That bunch came from the heavens. That'd be new birds. There's that bunch. That's a water bird rolling here like they were shooting. It's about the same. There's a lot, there's a lot of people that run mud motors and the mud motor model shows up in Matagorda on weekends, and rolls through on that belt and that flat outside of the Bozeman Channel. It just hadn't been real steady. There's just so many people that only can hunt public land. So, our WMA, this Mad Island WMA down here, is in a good spot, public hunting. Justin Hurst, Bozeman Freeport, and then Jolly the Delta down up there in Napa. They got a few guys. But, far as bookings and stuff, I think that every operator I'm talking to, I'm kind of it's kind of light for a reason right now. I've got a call list that when they get here, I'll call them. When they finally get here, you have an abundance of them. But what we're hunting right now are guys that, you know, they come every year, and so we try to keep the pressure, kind of look at what we got, and don't run so many hunts and leave the pressure at a minimum so we can keep the hunt.
Yeah.
We're gonna kill these right here. But we need him to. Here we go. Cut him now, boys. Cut him now. Holy moly.
That
How many was
like,
that? How many we shoot out of that, boys?
That sounded like six? Vietnam, man.
Oh, they did it. Those green wings did it, man. They came from – they did it.
Got some greenies, man.
Look.
Roasted duck tonight.
Now that was a good one for the – they were rolling on the outside of the decoys. And came to the hit them one time and shoot, they did it.
Yeah,
that's what we knocked to do. Y'all got five out of that? That's good.
Yeah, I got five out. I think it's probably about a dozen in there. We knocked five out of there.
Well, that'll work. Keep about four or five more volleys like that, and you got a good snap going, man.
Yeah, they balled up. They balled up real nice. You gotta love green wings, you know. You gotta love green wings. I'll take them. We got them laying everywhere.
Well, I can hear that dog hitting the water. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, that's the kind of groups that you want right there. They'd all do that. We'd be done about the time we get off there. I think we got five out of that, yeah. I'll take that.
Yes, sir. That's a good time of year to live in Texas, man. Everything going on.
Oh, isn't it? Sure is.
Boy, the quail hunting's really good early in the season this year. I was talking to Blaine yesterday, and they're jumping about 30 coveys a day right now on every hunt.
Are they really?
Yeah. That's awesome.
We jumped a covey on the road out here yesterday.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Boy, the quail are back this year. Get them while they're hot.
That's so fun. Golly, that's so nice. But they're jumping 30 different
Yeah, 30 coveys a day, you know, different guides, you know, hunting different areas. It's wow. They're thick.
Wow. Yeah. Hard to beat that, man.
I'm with you.
Has Blaine, they opened this weekend, or last weekend, huh? Have they shot
yeah.
anything?
Good yet? We had two guys go down and hunt with him this weekend, and yesterday morning they killed their personal best bucks each. Two
three coming something.
Yeah, let's get these ducks in
coming
here.
Coming at us right here, boys. Coming at us right here.
Scalp.
They're coming back. Coming back. Maybe. That's the bluebells. We don't ever get them very often.
Yeah, bring your old scalp in there, man. Let's shoot some blackjacks.
We'll blackjacks.
What Edmund used to call them, blackjacks.
Yeah, he did. Jackie Ray.
You got your lesser scalp, your greater scalp, got your cans. That's Diver Duck City, baby.
He was mounting every one of them, you know?
Yeah.
He knew every one of them. He had probably mounted them for every daggum species, you know? Big group out there.
I tell you, he did a heck of a bird, man. Inman could mount a duck.
Oh, boy, man.
They looked alive.
I still got that pintail he did for me college graduation. He gave just gave it to about two hours. Just, you know, pretty special. So, you know, it's just like I said, he hunts every day. He knew what, you know, he took poses that it's free right here. He had poses, you know, that other taxidermists, they don't hunt every day. They don't see that kind of stuff. And it's just unique. And it was, well, you could definitely tell it's Jack Emmon, that's for sure.
Yeah, Jack Emmon was, he had his own unique way of doing birds, and they were just excellent, excellent.
Art, man, it's art what it was, you know?
Yeah.
There's some good ones out there right now. So there's a, I've got a young guy that's doing a lot of stuff for me out of Freeport, and Jones Creek is doing a really good job. He hunts all the time, so he...
Right.
You know, he's trying to recreate, because, you know, they just can't... I can't explain it to you. If you hadn't been out here with me, you know, you can't explain what these ducks do, and, you know, what they do with different winds, what they do with different barometers. You can't explain it unless you get here, and you can't explain it to that kind of thing, what you want, you know.
I'll tell you who else does a good bird, too, and that's Roger Harp.
Oh, yeah, Roger. Heck, yeah.
You know, everybody takes their deer to him, but, man, he does some great birds.
He does. Man, I haven't seen him in a long time. Can't even do it.
Man, we've been doing all that stuff around the house, and I rehung all my deer mounts, and you can, when you hang a Roger Harp mount up on the wall, you can tell that he did it. It just, they just look so more precise and better than other mounts that I have. He's really good, man.
He is. They're artists, man. They're artists.
They are, in their own way.
Yes, they are.
We kill them, and they preserve them. Come on, ducks. One more good volley.
One more little flurry.
One little flurry here.
I think we're sitting on about a dozen right now.
And you're about halfway there.
I'm about halfway there. Like I said, you know, we gripe and everything, but I mean, who there's a lot of folks that would love to be sitting on a dozen right now, you know, and love to even see a dozen, you know. We just compare everything to the good old days, you know. And it was just,
yeah, I'm guilty, you know, of that on fishing, man. I just,
oh, I am too.
It just, from what I've experienced in the past and what I deal with now, it just, you know, it's just not the same.
Yeah. But everybody's good old days are different. There's two coming at us, boys.
Straight in. Lock up.
They jumped in, they landed. Just don't let us. Yeah, everybody's good old days are different. We were just solving. Good old days.
We were born at the right time.
Yeah. I mean, growing up in Chambers County, how in the world could you live in, you know, hard to compare living anywhere else, you know.
It is.
Hunting alewives, hunting fish for a while.
Yep. We grew up in the right place, right time, man. Good times, a lot of memories. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Well, I got to bow out of here. Give a number if somebody wants to call you and do some hunting and fishing this winter down in the Matagorda area.
Yeah. Matagorda Sunrise Lodge, 979-241-7005.
All right, buddy. Well, y'all have a good shoot, and hit them in the face.
Yeah, duck season will stay open this first split till the, I guess, the 30th of November. So we got some people want to hunt around the holidays. We'll probably get them in.
Okay.
There'll be some ducks in the morning.
Nothing like see a good later. Thanksgiving duck hunt. All right, buddy.
It does.
See y'all. See you, Ming. Later, man. All right, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.